This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 5th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather today is pleasant, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. It's a great day to be outdoors. In Haifa, expect a gentle breeze, while Eilat enjoys warm temperatures. As the day progresses, it will remain sunny. Here are today's headlines. First, despite war, Iran could still build a nuclear weapon within a year, U.S. intel says. That's from Ynet earlier today. Also, IMF Chief Georgieva warns of much worse outcome if the Middle East war drags into 2027. That report comes from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, Iron Dome intercepts an Iranian missile over UAE, marking its first operational use in a foreign nation. I24 News provided this update. Separately, Jewish library and Chabad near Buenos Aires attacked, Argentine Jewish advocates say. The Forward brought us this news earlier today. And finally, pro-Palestinian organization files complaint against Israeli youth in Cyprus, reported just minutes ago by Walla. Reaction has been swift on social media. Mark Dubowitz, CEO of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, posted just minutes ago. He stated that Iran's actions have effectively ended the ceasefire, suggesting a need for strong response. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a Middle East analyst, noted just now that Iran's reliance on projectiles limits its strategic options, putting it at risk of a larger conflict it may not sustain. The Times of Israel reported 32 minutes ago that a man plans to plead guilty in a Colorado firebombing attack on a rally for Israeli hostages. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran's nuclear capabilities. Ynet reports that U.S. intelligence suggests Iran's nuclear program remains largely intact. Despite ongoing conflicts, Iran could potentially develop a weapon within a year should it choose to. This adds pressure on international diplomacy to address nuclear non-proliferation in the region. Turning to the IMF's warning, the Jerusalem Post details how IMF Chief Kristalina Georgieva outlined three scenarios for global GDP, emphasizing significant risks if the Middle East war continues through 2027. Economic stability worldwide could be impacted, affecting recovery plans in many countries. Meanwhile, I24 News highlights a significant event with the Iron Dome's operational use in the UAE. This marks the first time the system has been deployed beyond Israel's borders, showcasing its strategic importance and potential for regional defense partnerships. In earlier reporting, the Forward describes an attack on a Jewish library and Chabad center near Buenos Aires. Argentine Jewish advocates are urging thorough investigations by counterterrorism officials. This incident underscores rising global antisemitism and the need for increased security measures. Finally, Walla reports a complaint by the Hind Rajab Foundation against an Israeli youth in Cyprus, alleging war crimes in Gaza. As tensions rise, such actions could complicate diplomatic relations between nations involved. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Teva is regaining its market confidence with a strategic biotech acquisition and robust earnings, signaling a comeback for the pharma giant. Separately, Globes indicates that Playtika's acquisition of Superplay has been so successful that earnout payments are affecting its financial stability. This highlights the challenges of managing rapid growth. And finally, Walla Business reveals that job transfers in the state service, even within the same office, are resulting in a 13% salary decrease. This could deter professionals from seeking internal career advancement. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.